God. So we're going to head into the ordination part of the service tonight for Brother Danny. And what we'll do first here is I'm going to have him come and give his salvation testimony and a testimony about his call to preach. And, brother, let's see, why don't you do that can you translate that, Ryan? Come on up and you give that in Spanish, and we'll listen to it translated. And then he's going to introduce his brother, who's going to sing for us, and also the man that he asked to be able to come and preach his ordination service, Brother Rodriguez. So, Brother Danny, God bless you, buddy.
Thank you, preacher. ¿Cómo están, hermanos?
How are you, brother?
Amen. Bueno, hermanos, es un gusto estar aquí.
Well, it's a great pleasure to be here.
Mi testimonio, yo crecí en un hogar cristiano.
My testimony is that I grew up in a Christian home.
Y a una temprana edad, mi papá era predicador de niños.
And at an early age, my dad was a children's pastor.
Y yo siempre había escuchado del cielo y del infierno.
And I'd always heard about heaven and hell.
Pero una noche de 4 años.
But one night when I was 4 years old.
Yo estaba acostado en mi cama.
I was laying in my bed.
Mirando hacia arriba,
looking up,
y empecé a llorar.
And I started crying.
Porque yo no quería ir al infierno.
Because I didn't want to go to hell.
Y me entró un miedo tremendo.
And I just had this fear come over me.
Y esa noche yo fui con mis papás.
And that night I went with my parents.
Y ellos me enseñaron con la Biblia.
And they showed me from the Bible.
Cómo yo podía ser salvo.
How I could get saved.
Y esa noche yo fui salvo.
And that night I was saved.
Y gloria a Dios, pasaron los años.
And praise the Lord, the years went by.
Y estaba yo en el colegio.
And I was at college.
Y en 2016.
In 2016.
Yo estaba en camino a mi casa de ver a mi novia.
I was on my way home from seeing my girlfriend.
Y me entró una convicción de asegurar mi salvación.
And I just got a great conviction about getting assurance of my salvation.
Y porque no quería basar mi salvación en una memoria.
Because I didn't want to base my salvation on a memory.
Y ese día, en julio, yo me acuerdo, yo aseguré mi salvación.
And that day, it was a July, and I remember it very well, I got assurance of my salvation.
Y luego, Dios me llamó al ministerio.
And later on, God called me into the ministry.
Un día, yo estaba leyendo mi Biblia y en oración.
One day, I was praying and reading my Bible.
Y también caí bajo convicción leyendo la palabra de Dios.
And while reading the Bible, I fell under conviction.
Y Dios me dijo, tú vas a ser pastor.
And God told me, you are going to be a pastor.
Yo dije, uh-uh.
And I said, no.
Y yo, ese día yo decidí que yo me iba a rendir a la voluntad de Dios y no a la voluntad mía.
But that day I decided that I was going to submit myself to God's will and not my own will.
Y ese día yo rendí mi vida al Señor para ser pastor.
And that day I surrendered my life to be a pastor.
Y estoy tan contento de estar aquí en la voluntad de Dios.
I'm so happy to be here in God's will.
Y gracias a Dios por la salvación y gracias a Dios por el llamado que yo tengo en mi vida.
And thank God for salvation and thank God for the calling that I have in my life.
Amen. En este momento vamos a tener a mi hermano Israel y él va a pasar a cantar un especial.
At this moment, my brother Israel is going to come up and he's going to sing a song.
Y después de la especial, va a venir Pastor Eber Rodríguez.
And after the special, Pastor Eber Rodríguez is going to come.
Va a pasar y nos va a dar el mensaje de esta noche.
He's going to come and he's going to deliver the message.
Gracias a todos por estar aquí.
Thank you everyone for being here.
Si pudiera yo decirte una cosa, o historia o canción, antes de partir, si un último mensaje me quedara, no hay duda que yo te hablaría sobre la cruz, sobre Jesús. De aquel lugar donde hay gracia y amor, y aunque duela recordar lo que Jesús sufrió, hay algo hermoso sobre la cruz. If I only had one song that I could sing you, for a story I could tell before I leave. If I only had one message I could bring you, there's no question it would be about the cross, about the blood, about the place I found God's mercy and love. And although it's bittersweet remembering the cross, there's something beautiful about the cross. Si hubiese estado ahí 2000 años atrás, no hubiese entendido por qué el rey murió. Mas ahora yo sé que fue el plan de Dios, y es mi gran honor de cantar sobre la cruz, sobre Jesús, y de aquel lugar donde hallé gracia y amor. Y aunque duela recordar lo que Jesús sufrió, hay algo hermoso sobre la cruz. There's something beautiful about the cross.
Buenas noches, hermanos.
Good night, or good evening, brother. Good night.
Yo creo que todos pueden decir buenas noches.
I think everybody can say buenas noches.
Buenas noches. Una lección de inglés gratis.
There's a free English lesson for you.
Póngase de pie, por favor, y busquen en sus Biblias.
Please stand with me and please go to your Bibles.
Segundo libro de Reyes, capítulo 4, versículo 8.
At 2 Kings, chapter 4, and verse number 8.
Quiero tomar un pequeño momento para darle gracias a Dios.
I want to take a minute to thank God
por la Iglesia Bautista Fe de Bourbonnais.
For Faith Baptist Church of Bourbonnais.
Gracias por estar aquí.
Thank you for being here.
Gracias por el amor que tienen a las almas.
Thank you for the love that you have for souls.
Y yo siempre digo,
and I always say,
no hay mejor lugar,
there is no better place,
que estar en la casa de Dios,
than to be in God's house.
Y no hay mejor cosa,
and there's not a better thing,
que estar en un servicio,
than being in a service,
en la casa de Dios,
in God's house.
Y gracias por estar aquí.
Thank you for being here.
Martes en la noche,
Tuesday night,
31 de diciembre,
December 31st.
Están bien locos.
You are all crazy.
Le doy gracias a Dios por el Pastor Angel.
And I thank God for Pastor Angel.
Por su ministerio.
For his ministry.
Su visión.
For his vision.
Su testimonio.
For his testimony.
Y su constante amor.
And his constant love.
Por la gente.
For people.
Y personalmente.
And personally.
Gracias, Pastor.
Thank you, Pastor.
Por amar a los hispanos.
For loving Hispanic people.
Felicitamos mi esposa y yo al Pastor Barajas.
We congratulate Pastor Barajas
y su esposa
and his wife
por este importante paso en su ministerio, hermano.
For this important step in his ministry.
Y quiero que sepan que les amamos.
And we want you to know that we love you.
Y gracias a Dios por el hermano Ryan.
And thank God for Brother Ryan.
Que está traduciendo hoy.
That is translating today, and I couldn't be more privileged to be next to a handsome, up-and-coming young man.
I didn't say all that. I did not say all that.
You say Spanish words mean a lot.
Gracias por el hermano Ryan.
Thank you for Brother Ryan.
Que está traduciendo hoy.
That is translating today.
Porque sin él,
because without him,
hubieran tenido que hablar en lenguas esta noche.
You would have to speak in tongues this evening.
Es un privilegio estar aquí, hermanos.
It is a privilege to be here tonight, brethren.
Cuando estaba aprendiendo inglés,
when I was learning English,
solo sabía tres palabras.
I only knew three words.
Really.
Really.
En serio, really. Entonces la gente americana,
so the American people,
venía y me empezaba a contar cosas.
They would come to me and they would start telling me things.
Y yo no tenía idea de lo que me
and
estaban
diciendo.
And I had
no clue of what they were telling me.
Yo solo veía su cara.
I would just look at their face.
Y si la cara estaba emocionada,
and if their face had was full of emotion,
yo decía, really?
I would say, really?
Y luego seguían contando su historia.
And then they would continue telling their story.
Y cambiaban la cara y ponían una cara triste.
And they would change their face and all of a sudden it'd become a sad face.
Y yo decía, really?
And then I would say, really?
Eventualmente,
eventually,
ellos se daban cuenta que yo no hablaba inglés.
They started to realize that I didn't speak English.
Y me comenzaban a hacer preguntas.
And they started asking me questions.
Yo podía escuchar el acento de la pregunta.
And I could hear the accent of the question.
Y entonces yo solo decía, I don't know.
So I would say, I don't know.
Yo creo que me preguntaban cosas como, ¿cómo se llama tu mamá?
I think they were asking me things like, what is your mother's name?
Y yo decía, I don't know.
And I would say, I don't know.
Entonces podía ver,
so then I could tell,
que se enojaban,
that they would get mad.
Se ponían rojos.
They would get beat red.
Las orejas rojas.
The ears would turn red.
Como los gringos se ponen cuando se enojan.
Like the gringos turn when they get mad.
Y yo decía la tercera palabra que me sabía en inglés.
And so then I'd pull out the third word that I knew in English.
Bathroom. Me daba la media vuelta.
And then they would turn around.
Y me iba al baño.
And then I would go to the bathroom.
Y nadie me encontraba ahí.
And then nobody could find me there.
Segundo de Reyes, capítulo 4, versículo 8.
Second Kings, chapter 4, verse number 8.
Aconteció también que un día pasaba Eliseo por Sunem, y había ahí una mujer importante que le invitaba insistentemente a que comiese. Y cuando él pasaba por ahí, venía a la casa de ella a comer.
And it fell on that day that Elisha passed to Shunem, where was a great woman, and she constrained him to eat bread. And so it was that as oft as he passed by, he turned in thither to eat bread.
Vamos a hacer una oración y luego se pueden sentar.
We're going to go to a word in prayer, and then you can have a seat.
Padre, una vez más te queremos dar gracias.
Father, one more time we want to give you thanks.
Por todas tus bendiciones.
For all of your blessings.
No merecemos nada.
We don't deserve anything.
Gracias por ser tan bueno.
Thank you for being so good.
Y gracias, Señor, por tu presencia en este lugar.
And thank you, Lord, for your presence in this place.
Te amamos.
We love you.
Y queremos decirte.
And we want to tell you.
Que no hay cosa en este mundo.
That there is nothing in this world.
Que no estuviéramos dispuestos a hacer por ti.
That we wouldn't be willing to do for you.
Háblanos, por favor.
Please speak to us.
En el nombre de Cristo oramos.
In Christ's name we pray.
Amén.
Amen.
Pueden tomar asiento.
You can have a seat.
Abordo el tema de esta noche.
I address the subject tonight
con la esperanza de alentar al pastor Daniel Barajas y su esposa.
With the hope of encouraging Pastor Daniel Barajas and his wife.
Pero también a cualquier otro pastor,
but also to any other pastor
que pueda entrar en contacto con este mensaje.
That might come in contact with this sermon.
También voy a abordar el mensaje.
I'm also going to dedicate this message
pensando en muchos hombres en el ministerio,
to the many men that I have known in the ministry.
Y algunos que conozco hoy y he conocido.
And some that I know today and that I have known in the past.
Quiero que sepan, hermanos,
I want you to know, brethren,
que predico este mensaje,
that I preach this message,
no para mí,
not for myself,
sino para los predicadores del Evangelio,
but for the ministers of the gospel,
para los misioneros alrededor del mundo haciendo la obra de Dios,
for the missionaries all over the world doing the Lord's work,
para las familias de los siervos de Dios,
for the families of God's servants,
así como para todas las iglesias,
as well as all of the churches,
que necesitan conocer,
who need to understand,
la seriedad,
the severity,
del tema que voy a predicar,
of the topic that I am preaching on,
cuidando de los siervos de Dios,
taking care of God's servants.
Tengo toda mi vida,
I have lived my whole life,
40 años en el cristianismo.
I have 40 years in the Christian environment.
Nací en un hogar pastoral.
I was born in a pastor's home.
He ido a la iglesia todo el tiempo.
And I have grown up in church my whole life.
Y durante muchos años,
and there have been many years,
me he sentido muy decepcionado,
where I have felt disappointed,
por la forma,
by the way,
en que los siervos de Dios,
that God's servants,
genuinos y trabajadores,
genuine and hardworking,
han sido tratados por las iglesias,
have been treated by churches.
He visto hombres buenos.
I have seen good men.
Estudiosos.
That were well studied.
Amorosos.
That loved holy.
Que fueron sometidos.
That were submitted.
A algunos de los tratos más horribles.
To some of the worst deeds.
E injustificados.
And unjust.
Por personas.
By people.
Que en mi humilde opinión.
That in my humble opinion.
De acuerdo a su estado espiritual mediocre.
According to their mediocre spiritual being.
Y la ausencia de servicio al Señor.
And their absence of service to the Lord.
No eran dignos de desatar sus zapatos.
They weren't even worthy to tie their shoes.
No estoy hablando de vendedores ambulantes.
I'm not talking about peddlers.
Tan populares en muchas de las llamadas iglesias.
People that that had no ministry in the church.
Esos que venden oraciones.
These merchandise vendors that are popular in so-called churches that are selling prayers for promises of prosperity.
Hablo de hombres de Dios.
I'm talking about men of God.
Que intentaron llevar al pueblo.
That tried to keep their people
a rendir cuentas a Dios,
accountable to God,
su verdad,
to His truth,
su palabra,
and to His word,
y su voluntad,
and to His will.
Tristemente, hermanos,
sadly,
muchas veces,
many times,
cuidar de los siervos de Dios,
taking care of God's
no es una de las principales prioridades de la iglesia,
isn't a top priority for some church,
ni de muchas personas en la iglesia,
nor is it for a lot of people in the church.
Parece ser que la actitud predominante,
the attitude seems to be,
que muchos tienen,
that a lot of people have,
acerca de los siervos de Dios,
about servants of God,
es esta,
is this,
él o ellos, tienen que cuidarse por sí mismos.
Should watch for themselves or take care of themselves.
Por favor, no vengo en son de queja.
Please, I am not coming to you tonight complaining.
Soy el hombre y el pastor más feliz.
I am the happiest pastor and man.
Positivo.
Positive.
Y optimista.
An optimist that you'll ever meet.
Que usted pudiera conocer. En Segundo de Reyes 4:8.
In 2 Kings 4:8.
Nos habla de un siervo de Dios.
It speaks of a servant of God.
Eliseo.
Elisha.
Eliseo fue tremendamente usado por el Señor.
Elisha was greatly used by God.
Durante su ministerio.
During his ministry.
Realizó 16 milagros.
He performed 16 miracles.
Un día Eliseo llegó a un lugar llamado Sunem.
One day Elisha went to Shunem.
Sunem significa dos lugares de reposo.
Shunem means two places of repose or rest.
La gente de Shunem era bien hospedadora.
The people of Shunem were very hospitable.
¿Ustedes se acuerdan de la joven que atendió al rey David los últimos días de su vida?
Do you remember the young lady that attended to King David in the last days of his life?
Era de Shunem.
She was from Shunem.
¿Saben dónde descansaban los ejércitos antes de entrar a las batallas?
Do you know where the armies would rest before going to battle?
En Shunem.
In Shunem.
Shunem era un lugar muy hospitalario.
Shunem was a hospitable place.
Con personas bien hospedadoras.
With hospitable people.
Y no era nada extraño.
And it wasn't strange.
Que los shunemitas.
That the Shunemites.
Recibieran invitados porque eran muy buenos anfitriones.
Would receive guests because they were good hosts.
En Shunem vivía esta mujer con su esposo.
Here in Shunem, this lady lived with her husband.
Personas, dos personas bien importantes.
Two very important people.
Eran personas de la política.
They were politicians.
Del gobierno.
They were governors.
Andaban entre reyes y generales. Del ejército.
They were among kings and army generals.
De hecho, la Biblia dice,
in fact, the Bible tells us
que eran personas de dinero,
that they had a lot of money,
con una alta posición social,
with an exalted position,
educados,
they were educated,
preparados,
they were prepared,
estudiados,
they were well studied,
pero tenían un inconveniente,
but they did have one inconvenience.
No habían podido tener hijos.
They were not able to have children.
Un día esta mujer,
one day this woman,
constantemente invitaba a Eliseo a comer en su casa.
Would constantly invite Elisha to her house.
Siempre que él pasaba por Shunem.
And every time that he would come through Shunem.
Ella lo invitaba a comer.
He would invite him in to eat.
¿Sabe qué digo yo de eso?
You know what I say about that?
Gracias a Dios.
Thank God.
Por esta mujer y su esposo.
For this woman and her husband.
Que cuidaban del siervo de Dios.
That looked after the servant of God.
¿Cómo necesitamos gente que cuide de los siervos de Dios?
Oh, how we need people that take care of God's servants.
Les doy tres puntos acerca de cómo esta mujer y su esposo cuidaron del siervo de Dios.
I will give you three points on how this woman and her husband took care of God's servant.
La Biblia dice en el versículo 8.
The Bible says in verse 8.
Que esta mujer le invitaba insistentemente a que comiese.
That she constrained him to eat bread.
Eso nos muestra a nosotros.
This shows us
que ellos tenían un deseo de atender al siervo de Dios.
That they had a desire to look after the servant of God.
De alguna manera, esta mujer y su esposo,
some way, shape, or form, this woman and her husband,
habían entendido,
they had understood
ese principio bíblico,
the principle in the Bible,
de Mateo 10:41,
in Matthew 10:41,
el que recibe a un profeta,
he that receiveth a prophet,
por cuanto es profeta,
in the name of a prophet,
recompensa de profeta recibirá,
shall receive a prophet's reward.
Ellos tenían el deseo de atender al siervo de Dios.
They had the desire to serve the man.
Cuidar de él.
To prepare him food.
Atenderle.
To attend to
porque
him.
Sabían que él tenía necesidades.
Because they knew that Elisha had needs.
Él tenía que comer.
He had to eat.
Por eso le invitaban a que comiese.
That's why they would invite him to eat.
Por favor, entienda algo.
Please understand something.
No era incorrecto.
It was not incorrect.
Que ellos deseaban atender al siervo de Dios.
That they wished to tend to the servant.
Al contrario.
And quite the opposite.
Es algo que Dios promueve.
It's something that God encourages.
La Biblia dice en 1 Timoteo 5.
The Bible says in 1 Timothy 5:17.
Los ancianos que gobiernan bien,
let the elders that rule well,
sean tenidos por dignos de doble honor.
Be counted worthy of double honor.
Mayormente,
especially
los que trabajan en predicar y enseñar.
They who labor in the word and doctrine.
No solamente Dios promueve.
Not only does God encourage
que se cuide a los siervos de Dios,
that we take care after the servant of God.
Dios manda a la iglesia a hacerlo.
God commands the church to do it.
Primera los Corintios dice,
1 Corinthians says,
así también ordenó el Señor a los que anuncian el Evangelio, que vivan del Evangelio.
Even so hath the Lord ordained that they which preach the gospel should live of the gospel.
Gracias a Dios.
Thank God.
Gracias a Dios.
Thank God.
Que siempre pone
that God always puts
personas que cuidan a sus siervos.
People that look after God's servants.
A Moisés lo cuidaba Josué.
To Moses, Joshua took care of.
A David lo cuidaban sus tres valientes.
David, the three mighty men watched after David.
A Daniel lo cuidó el rey Darío.
King Darius took care of Daniel.
A Jeremías lo cuidó Ebed-Melech.
Ebed-Melech took care of Jeremiah.
A Cristo lo cuidó Pedro.
Jesus was taken care of by Peter.
A Pablo lo cuidó la familia de Stephanas.
Stephanas' family took care of Paul.
Tenían un deseo de atender al siervo de Dios.
They had a wish to look after and take care of the servant of God.
Versículo 9.
Verse number 9.
Dice la Biblia, y ella dijo a su marido, he aquí ahora, yo entiendo que este que siempre pasa por nuestra casa es varón santo de Dios.
And behold, she said unto her husband, behold now, I perceive that this is a holy man of God, which passeth by us continually.
Yo quiero que recuerden,
I want us to remember,
que esta mujer y su esposo,
that this woman and her husband,
andaban con la crema innata de la ciudad.
They would run with the cream of the crop of the city.
Andaban con los mandatarios.
They would run around with the scribe.
Con el rey.
With the king.
Con los generales de ejército.
With the generals of the army.
Sin embargo, es bien obvio,
in fact, it's also very well, very obvious,
que a Eliseo,
that to Elisha,
al siervo de Dios,
to the servant of God,
lo tenían en alta estima.
They had him at a high esteem.
Ellos decían, este es varón santo de Dios.
They would say, this is a holy man of God.
Ellos reconocían que no estaban atendiendo a cualquier persona.
They recognized that they weren't just watching over an ordinary man.
Quiero preguntarle esta noche.
I want to ask you tonight.
¿Cómo mira usted a los siervos de Dios?
How do you see God's servant?
¿Cómo hablas de los siervos de Dios?
How do you speak of the servants
¿Qué
of God?
Piensas de la posición que Dios le ha dado a los siervos de Él?
What do you think about the position that God has given them?
¿Qué le dices a tus hijos acerca de los siervos de Dios?
What do you tell your children about the Lord's servants?
Una de las razones principales,
one of the main reasons,
por qué las iglesias no cuidan de los siervos de Dios,
why churches don't look after God's people,
es porque hay gente,
and God's servants, is
que
because
no
there are
reconoce
people
la posición como algo sagrado,
that don't recognize the position as something holy.
Miran a los siervos de Dios,
they look at God's servants,
como alguien que no tiene importancia,
as somebody that isn't important.
Todo el tiempo la gente que no es cristiana,
all the time, people that are not Christians,
y aún cristianos,
and sometimes Christians,
vienen y me preguntan,
they come to me and they ask me,
Si es pastor, entonces, ¿usted en qué trabaja?
If you are a pastor, then what is your job?
Como que no trabajamos.
Like, we don't work.
Si supieran que meto promedio 60 horas de trabajo por semana.
If they only realize that I, on average, put about 60 hours worth of work per week.
Si tú eres de los que piensan,
if you are one of the people
que los siervos de Dios no hacen nada,
that think that the servants of God don't do anything,
pasa una semana con tu pastor.
Spend a week with your pastor.
A ver si aguantas.
See if you can survive.
Tristemente, muchos cristianos,
sadly, many Christians,
miembros de iglesias,
that are members of a church,
miran con más respeto y reconocimiento,
only recognize people,
solo por su dinero,
only by their money,
por su posición social,
by their social status,
por sus estudios,
by their education,
por sus logros seculares,
by their secular accomplishments,
que al siervo de Dios,
instead of their servitude for Christ.
Eso no debería ser así.
This should not be this way.
En septiembre de este año,
in September of this year,
estábamos en una sesión de varones.
We were in a men's session or a men's meeting.
El pastor Jeff Fugate,
brother and pastor Jeff Fugate,
estaba dando una sesión,
was giving a session,
y estaba compartiendo con nosotros,
and he was sharing with us,
el encuentro que había tenido con el presidente Trump,
the encounter that he had with President Trump.
Él nos dijo que pasó cerca de 3 horas con él.
He told us that he was able to spend around 3 hours with the president.
Hablando con él.
Talking to him.
Metido en la limusina presidencial.
Stuck inside the presidential limousine.
Compartió algunas cosas que hablaron con nosotros.
He shared with us some of the things that they spoke about.
Después de eso,
after that,
yo escuché a muchos,
I heard a lot of people,
hacer comentarios como este.
Making comments like,
¿qué privilegio tuvo el pastor Fugate?
What a privilege Pastor Fugate had.
Tuvo de pasar tiempo.
He was able to spend time
en la limusina presidencial.
In the presidential limousine.
Con el presidente Trump.
With President Trump.
¿Quieres saber la verdad?
You want to know the truth?
Con todo el respeto que el presidente se merece.
With all the respect that the president deserves.
Yo digo.
I say.
Qué privilegio.
What a privilege.
Para el presidente.
For the president.
Conocer y pasar tiempo con el pastor Fugate.
To meet and to be able to spend time with Pastor Jeff Fugate.
Un siervo de Dios.
A servant of God.
Mi papá, el pastor y misionero José Rodríguez.
My dad, pastor and missionary José Rodríguez.
Por más de 45 años sirviendo al Señor.
For more than 45 years serving the Lord.
Dice,
says,
yo no me rebajaría a dejar el ministerio para ser el presidente.
I would not step down from the ministry to be the president.
Eso no es arrogancia ni orgullo.
That's not pride or arrogance.
Es reconocer
that's recognizing
que ser siervo de Dios,
that being a servant of God,
hey, es el trabajo más importante del mundo.
Hey, it's the most important job in the whole world.
La Biblia dice,
the Bible says,
os rogamos, hermanos,
that we beseech you, brethren,
que reconozcáis a los que trabajan entre vosotros,
to know them which labor among you,
y os presiden en el Señor,
and are over you,
y
in
os
the Lord,
amonestan,
and admonish you,
y que los tengáis en mucha estima y amor por causa de su obra,
and to esteem them very highly in love
y
for their work's sake.
Tened paz entre vosotros.
And then it says, and be at peace among yourselves.
Cuando una iglesia reconoce y honra,
when a church recognizes and honors,
y cuida de los siervos de Dios,
and takes care of God's servants,
va a ser una iglesia que va a tener paz entre sus miembros.
It's a church that will have peace amongst its members.
Va a tener un buen espíritu.
It's a church that is going to have a good spirit.
Y la presencia de Dios estará ahí.
And God's presence will be there.
Esta mujer y su esposo,
this woman and her husband,
no solamente le invitaban a comer,
not only would invite him to eat,
pero también prepararon un aposento,
but they also prepared for him a place,
un cuarto para hospedarlo cada vez que él llegara ahí,
a room to house him every time that he would stay there.
¿Por qué?
Why?
Porque entendieron.
Because they understood.
Número tres.
Number three,
la importancia de suplir las necesidades del siervo de Dios.
The importance of meeting the needs of God's servant.
Entienda algo, por favor.
I want you to understand something, please.
Quiero ayudarle con algo.
I want to help you with something.
No hay suficiente dinero.
There's not enough money.
Para pagarle a un siervo de Dios lo que se merece.
To pay a servant of the Lord what they really truly deserve.
Pero la iglesia.
But the church.
Debe suplir sus necesidades y las de su familia.
Should supply their needs and their family's needs.
Hay cientos de siervos de Dios sufriendo.
There are hundreds of God's servants that are suffering.
Batallando.
That are battling.
Porque muchas veces
because many times,
no tienen ni para suplir las necesidades básicas de su familia.
They don't even have enough to be able to meet their basic needs.
¿Y qué pasa?
And what happens?
Se desaniman.
They get discouraged.
La esposa se desanima.
The wife gets discouraged.
Y dejan el ministerio para trabajar secularmente.
And then they quit the ministry to work a secular job.
Y se perdió un siervo de Dios más.
And a servant of the Lord is lost, another one.
Ahora mismo nuestra iglesia.
Right now, our church.
Hay un misionero en Brasil.
There is a missionary in Brazil.
Ellos son venezolanos.
They are from Venezuela.
Siendo misioneros en Brasil.
That are missionaries in Brazil.
Tienen tres años.
That have been there for 3 years.
Tratando de levantar soporte.
That have been trying to raise support for 3 years.
Y solo tienen 35%.
And they're only at 35%.
Y yo les dije, ¿cuándo se van a ir?
And I've asked them, when are you going to leave?
Y ellos dijeron, en enero.
In January.
Y yo le dije, pero no tienen el 100% de su soporte.
And then I said, but you don't have 100% of your support.
Y ellos dijeron, como quiera nos vamos a ir.
And they said, well, anyways, without it, we are still going to go.
A veces los más afectados.
Sometimes the people that are most affected.
De que la iglesia no cuida del siervo de Dios.
That the church doesn't look after the servant of God.
Son los hijos de los siervos de Dios.
Are the children of God's servants.
Mi hermano menor,
my younger brother,
Israel, ahora es evangelista, misionero.
He is now an evangelist and a missionary.
Pero de niños,
but as children,
cuando éramos una familia misionera en México,
when we were a missionary family in Mexico,
tuvimos muchas necesidades.
We had a lot of needs.
Mi papá,
my father,
aparte de servir en el ministerio,
aside from serving in the ministry,
siempre ha tenido que trabajar en lo secular.
Has always had to work a secular job.
Trabajó en la construcción.
He worked in construction.
Como carpintero.
He worked as a carpenter.
Como soldador.
As a welder.
Trabajó de taxista.
He was a cab driver.
Maestro de inglés.
He was an English teacher.
De capellán.
He was a chaplain.
Hace algunos años,
some years ago,
mi hermano menor se alejó de Dios.
My younger brother had gotten away from God.
Y fue un pródigo por un tiempo.
And he was a prodigal son for some time.
La familia orábamos por él.
Como familia orábamos. As a family, we would pray for him.
Un día hablando con él.
One day, speaking to him.
Tratando de que regresara a los caminos del Señor.
Trying to help him get back into the Lord's path.
Me di cuenta que su espíritu había sido afectado.
I had noticed and I had realized that his spirit had been affected.
Y no tanto por las necesidades financieras que a veces sufrimos.
And not so much by the financial needs that sometimes we would suffer from.
Sino por el trato que muchas veces mi papá recibió.
But by the many times that my father was treated poorly.
Termino con esto.
I will finish with this.
Como tú tratas al siervo de Dios.
The way you treat God's servant,
Dios te va a tratar a ti.
God will treat you.
Como tú tratas al siervo de Dios,
the way you treat God's servant,
Dios te va a tratar a ti.
God will treat you.
Esta mujer y su esposo,
this woman and her husband,
trataron bien a Eliseo.
They treated Elisha well.
Y la historia termina diciendo,
and the story concludes by saying,
que Dios los bendijo con un hijo.
That God blessed them with a child.
Como tú tratas al siervo de Dios,
the way that you treat God's servant,
Dios te va a tratar a ti.
God will treat you.
Hay una decisión que tomar.
There is a decision to be made.
La Iglesia Bautista Fe,
Faith Baptist Church,
siempre va a tratar con honor.
We'll always treat with honor.
A los pastores,
the pastors,
predicadores,
the preachers,
misioneros,
the missionaries,
evangelistas,
the evangelists,
y todos los siervos de Dios,
and all of God's servants,
especialmente a su pastor,
especially your pastor.
Lo vamos a apoyar.
We will support
lo
him.
Lo vamos a animar.
We will encourage
vamos
him.
A levantar sus brazos.
We will lift up his arms.
Hebreos 13:17.
Hebrews 13:17.
Obedeced a vuestros pastores.
says, obey them that have the rule over
y sujetaos
you.
A ellos.
And submit yourselves.
Porque ellos velan por vuestras almas.
For they watch for your souls.
Como quienes han de dar cuenta.
As they that must give account.
Para que lo hagan con alegría.
That they may do it with joy.
Y no quejándose.
And not with grief.
Porque esto no os es provechoso.
For that is unprofitable for you.
Pastor Daniel Barajas.
Pastor Daniel Barajas.
No sea un típico predicador.
Don't be a typical preacher.
Sea un predicador que aprende a pararse solo.
Be a pastor, be a preacher that learns to stand on his own.
Sea un pastor que es diferente.
Be a pastor that is different.
Sea uno que sufre penalidades.
Be a pastor that suffers penalties.
Aborrecimientos, rumores, críticas.
Critiques, rumors.
Sea un pastor que habla estrictamente por Dios.
Be a pastor that speaks strictly for God.
Que entrega el mensaje cada semana.
That gives the message week after week.
Sea un pastor que no cambia.
Be a pastor that doesn't change.
No importa cómo estén las corrientes modernas.
Doesn't matter what the flow of the world might do.
Sea un pastor que predica la verdad.
Be a pastor that preaches the truth.
Y sea un pastor.
And be a pastor.
Que sueña con cosas grandes.
That dreams big.
Les felicitamos.
We congratulate
y estamos bien orgullosos de
and we are proud of you.
Dios les bendiga.
God bless you.
Señor Padre nuestro que estás en el cielo.
Heavenly Father, that you're in heaven.
Te damos gracias, mi Dios.
We thank you, Lord.
Por el tiempo que pudimos pasar en tu palabra.
For the time that we were able to spend in your word.
Reconozco.
I recognize.
Mis limitaciones.
My limitations.
Yo solo quiero decir lo que tú quieres.
I only want to say what you want me to say.
Y Señor, yo espero y oro.
And Lord, I wait and pray
que este mensaje
that this message
haya hecho algo en el corazón de cada uno.
I hope that it might have done something in every person's heart
para que cuiden a los siervos de Dios.
That they watch after the Lord's servants.
Especialmente a su pastor.
Especially their pastor.
Que ora por ellos.
That prays for them.
Que ha dado su vida por ellos.
That has given his life for them.
Que da su tiempo.
That gives his time.
Que hace sacrificios.
That sacrifices.
Por el bien de la gente.
For the good of the people.
Bendice el resto del servicio.
Bless the rest of the service.
En el nombre de Cristo Jesús.
In the name of Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's keep our heads bowed just for a moment.
Por favor, dejen su rostro inclinado.
I wonder if the Lord spoke to your heart tonight.
Me pregunto si Dios habló a tu corazón esta noche.
I agree 100% with everything Brother Rodriguez said.
Estoy 100% de acuerdo con lo que dijo el Pastor Rodriguez.
And I am convinced.
Y estoy convencido.
That one of the reasons.
De que una de las razones.
Faith Baptist Church has a good spirit.
La Iglesia Bautista Fe tiene un buen espíritu.
Has been favored by God.
Y que ha tenido placer con Dios.
Is because of the way they've treated the pastors.
Es como han tratado al pastor.
Our needs have been met.
Nuestras necesidades han sido cumplidas.
Our families are loved.
Nuestras familias son amadas.
And I appreciate that very much.
Y les agradezco mucho por eso.
But I wonder tonight if the Lord spoke to your heart.
Pero me pregunto si esta noche Dios te habló a ti a tu corazón.
And in a personal way.
En una manera personal.
You could better support your pastor.
De una forma en que puedas soportar y puedas ayudar
al pastor. I'm not talking about with gifts and money.
No estoy hablando de con dinero y con regalos.
I'm talking about with prayers.
Estoy hablando de oraciones.
And encouragement.
Y con ayudarle.
And participation.
Y con participar.
And getting into the program.
Y meterse en los programas.
And being an active part.
Y de ser una parte activa.
A productive part.
Alguien productivo.
Of the ministry God's put on his heart.
Del ministerio que ha puesto en el corazón de su pastor.
Let's stand together, please.
Por favor, pónganse de pie.
Our heads are bowed and eyes are closed.
Nuestra cabeza está agachada y nuestros ojos cerrados.
I'm going to pray.
Voy a orar.
I'm going to ask the pianist to play.
Y voy a pedir al pianista que toque.
Give just a moment for you to respond.
Y les voy a dar un momento para poder responder.
Spend a few minutes at the altar if the Lord spoke to your heart.
Para pasar unos minutos aquí en el altar si Dios habló a tu corazón.
If you're not saved.
Si no eres salvo,
if you're not sure that you're on your way to heaven,
si no estás seguro que vas rumbo al cielo,
you can meet me down at the front here.
Puedes encontrarme aquí al frente y puedes hablar conmigo.
And just tell Brother Mick I'm not sure I'm saved.
O tal vez hablar con el hermano Mick y decirle que no soy salvo.
Father, thank you for this message.
Padre, te agradezco por este mensaje.
I thank you for the truth of it.
Te agradezco por la verdad de este mensaje.
I thank you for the sincerity of the preacher.
Te agradezco por la sinceridad del pastor.
I thank you, Lord, for what this church has meant to its pastors over the years.
Te agradezco por lo que esta iglesia ha significado a los pastores durante los años.
And I trust you've spoken to us tonight.
Y confío que has hablado a corazones esta noche.
Help us to be obedient to you.
Ayúdanos a ser obedientes a ti.
In Jesus' name.
En tu santo nombre.
Our heads are bowed, the music plays.
Nuestras cabezas agachadas mientras toca la música.
As the Lord speaks.
Por favor, venga mientras Dios está hablando a corazones.
As the Lord speaks to your heart.
Mientras Dios te habla al corazón.
While we wait.
Mientras esperamos.
Lord, help me to be that Shunammite.
Dios, ayúdame a ser como la mujer Shunamita.
Help me to be that Mr. Shunammite.
Ayúdame a ser como esa mujer.
Be that Mrs. Shunammite.
A ser como ese hombre Shunamita.
Looks out for the well-being of the man of God.
Que vigila y ayuda al hombre de Dios.
Thank you. Be seated, if you would, please.
Gracias,
just
por favor, tomen asiento.
I say appreciation to the pastor tonight.
Le agradezco al pastor esta noche.
And to Ryan.
Y al hermano Ryan.
That's not easy to do.
No es fácil de hacer.
And they did a good job.
Y hicieron un buen trabajo.
And how did you gringos feel?
¿Cómo se sintieron ustedes gringos?
Have to be on the other side.
Estar en el otro lado.
Oh, man, that was good. Appreciate the message tonight.
Fue muy bueno el mensaje.
I want to read a verse to you from 1 Timothy 4.
Le voy a leer un mensaje, le voy a leer un pasaje de 1 Timoteo 4.
Where Paul wrote to Timothy.
A donde Pablo le escribió a Timoteo.
And he said, neglect not the gift that is in thee. Verse 14, I'm sorry. Right, this is just sprung on Ryan, okay. Verse number 14. Neglect not the gift that is in thee, which was given thee by prophecy, with the laying on of the hands of the presbytery.
En 1 Timoteo capítulo 4, 14 dice, no descuides el don que hay en ti, que te fue dado mediante profecía con la imposición de las manos del presbiterio.
Paul told Timothy not to neglect the gift.
Pablo dijo a Timoteo que no niegue ese mandato, ese regalo.
Every one of God's people has been given at least one gift.
Todas las personas de Dios han sido regalado un don.
And Timothy had been given the gift of exhortation.
Y a Timoteo, Dios le dio el don de exhortación.
Possibly the gift of administration.
Tal vez el don de administración.
But the gift of serving at a New Testament church.
Pero el don de ser siervo en una iglesia.
Paul said this was given by prophecy.
Dios dijo que este don ha sido dado de profecía.
What he meant by that.
Lo que significaba,
God had used preaching to bring Timothy to that decision to surrender to the ministry.
Que Dios había usado la predicación a traer a Timoteo a esa decisión.
Brother Danny's testimony that he was reading the Bible.
El testimonio del hermano Danny fue que él estaba leyendo la Biblia.
And God spoke to his heart about serving in the ministry.
Y Dios habló a su corazón acerca de servir en el ministerio.
But I'll promise you that God had used messages.
Pero prometo que Dios había utilizado mensajes.
God had used sermons.
Él había utilizado sermones.
To help prepare his heart for that moment.
Para preparar su corazón para ese momento.
That's what Paul told Timothy.
Eso fue lo que Pablo le dijo a Timoteo.
And then he said about this gift that it came with the laying on of the hands of the presbytery.
Y después dijo que este regalo fue dado en cuanto a poner manos.
And tonight we as a group of ordained men,
y esta noche como grupo de hombres ordenados por Dios,
we lay our hands on him.
Vamos a poner nuestras manos.
As we lay our hands on him,
mientras ponemos nuestras manos sobre
we are
él,
giving our consent,
estamos dando nuestro consento.
That this is a qualified man.
que es un hombre calificado.
Laying our hands on him.
Poner nuestras manos sobre él.
Says to the work, Brother Danny.
Significa a trabajar, hermano.
We believe God's call is on you.
Nosotros creemos y sabemos que el llamado de Dios está sobre ti.
Go serve the Lord.
Vaya a servir a Dios.
Follow His will.
Siga su voluntad.
Stay in His way.
Quédense en su camino.
Be obedient to His word.
Sé obediente a su palabra.
And so I'm going to ask Brother Danny to come and kneel right down here in front of the Lord's Supper table.
Entonces le voy a pedir al hermano Danny que por favor si puede arrodillarse then, aquí en frente de la mesa de la cena del Señor.
And then one by one, Brother Alan, then Brother Mick, then Brother Mike, then Pastor Rodriguez, then myself, we'll spend just a moment or two in prayer, laying our hands on Brother Danny. And you are free, welcome to watch. You don't have to bow your heads and pray. You're welcome to watch this. If you want to take a picture or a video with your phone, you're welcome to do that. And we'll lay our hands on him and ordain him. I'm sorry, I forgot.
Y uno por uno vamos a ir hombre a hombre y vamos a poner nuestras manos sobre él y vamos a orar. Ustedes no tienen que cerrar sus ojos o agachar su cabeza. Si quieren observar, si quieren cerrar los ojos, vamos a orar por él. Que Dios le ayude en el ministerio del Señor.
All right, Brother Adam.
Hermano Adam.
My wife has some flowers for you tonight, Elizabeth. And I'll tell you the most important thing for a good preacher, pastor, is a godly, supportive wife. And I know God has given Brother Danny one of those. And Elizabeth, she's a precious, precious lady. Brother Danny, we have a couple of things for you tonight. First of all, we have a certificate of ordination. It says, set for the defense of the gospel. This is to certify that after a satisfactory relation of Christian experience, call to the ministry, and views of Christian doctrine, Daniel Alejandro Barajas was publicly ordained to the work of the gospel ministry on the 31st day of December, 2019, at Faith Baptist Church, Bourbonnais, Illinois. It's signed by all the participating pastors here in the ordination. Give that to you. And then we have a new Spanish Bible for you here tonight. The Reina Valera 1960. Amen. Yes, the Bible in Spanish. And brother, this will be the greatest fear I have when I get ready to preach is that I'll do a disservice to God's Word. You want to preach that book in its context? Preach it in its power. It is your food. It is your water. It is your light. It is your fire. It is your roadmap. It is your final authority. Amen. For all matters of faith and practice. You stand on it. You preach it boldly. Proclaim it in love. Preaching the truth in love. And God has promised that as you preach His book, His word, it will not return void.
Amen.
Amen. We love you. And we're just excited to have you as a part of the ministry. God bless you. Buddy.